You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cotton, Eureka, Arcata, and Translator K282AD in Ferndale, streaming to the world over at khum.com. On the phone with me, I have Paul Patino. Hey, Paul, how long have you been on the Arcata City Council? It's been a long time.
Well, it's over a long period of time, but I've only been on really in like my eighth year right now.
Well, that's a pretty good stint.
Yeah, I went on in 2004. Got off in 2008, took a six-year break, and then came back in 14, and I got elected again in 16.
Oh, sweet. Well, you were the one who made the motion to go ahead and remove the statue of McKinley from the Arcata Plaza last night over at the
Arcata
City Council meeting. Yeah, and it was pretty packed in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably the biggest I've seen it since the 90s.
Why did you all decide to go ahead and vote on it and not put it on the ballot?
You mean you all or you mean me?
I mean,
I can only talk for me. I can't talk for the rest of
the council. Okay, why
right.
why did you?
Mm-hmm. For me, you know, I usually use the statement, McKinley is the issue that divides friends and family. And so if I'm going to put it on the ballot, here's one thing. If I put it on the ballot, then you're going to be campaigning against each other for like 8 months here, and who knows what'll happen. We were already elected, we represent the city, and I think we, you know, obviously have the power to do it. And I think that, yeah, for me, the pulse of the city is more to take it down now than it was in 2005 when it was before me again, or the first time.
Why did it not go through then?
Well, because it was a divided issue. The council did not have a majority to take it down or to do anything unusual. And the population was kind of just they weren't alive enough. Let me say that. I don't know. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Why are a lot of people opposed to it being taken down?
You know, I'd have to have them know everything I know, and then at the end of learning all that, they might say to me, I agree with you. Or,
I meant, what are some of the arguments you've heard for people that are trying to persuade you all to keep the McKinley statue on the plaza?
Well, it's always been, how about the first one? It's always been there. That's okay. The first argument. I go, oh, okay.
I've also heard people talk about the price that it'll take to remove it as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, it's the cost of doing business in the city. It's a park, you know. We spend $200,000-$300,000 every year or two on parks. And this is a park, and it hasn't had any money put on it like that in a long time. So, you know, it's not a big deal, the money, I don't think. Not in my mind.
Okay. And a lot of people that are pro removing the statue, it's that's also a how would you encompass that argument?
Well, you know, sometimes I think, gosh, what would I do if somebody said, I'm giving you a statue of George Bush and I want you to put it in the middle of the plaza? I'd say, you know what? Not a good idea. So it's not a good idea today. So why should we continue a bad idea? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. What does the timeline look like for taking it down?
I don't know yet. I don't have any idea on the timeline.
Do you know where you're going to put it yet? I think everybody is
asking.
We're going
to put it. We're just taking it down.
Are you going to store it, though, someplace?
Yeah, probably in the courtyard.
Oh, okay.
You know, just someplace where it's out of the way. But, you know, the issue is taking it down or leaving it. So you take it down. And then what you want to do with the rest of with the plaza, with that center, is something that we should all sit down and take a good look at. There's multi things that can be done. Most of the time when you go to a plaza where people congregate, you take all the junk out of the middle so that they can get in a big crowd. if you ever go to Europe or something like that, you see that. You go, wow, they might have one statue in a giant plaza, but they wouldn't destroy a small plaza with a big statue, especially a pedestal and all that stuff around it. So imagine that not being there, and you have an event. You're not going to be so crowded, and it's already concreted.
And I know a lot of people of color at the meeting last night were stressing how much more comfortable that they would feel in the plaza once the statue is gone.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, I don't feel that because I'm not them, but I understand what they say. And, you know, if it was a statue of somebody that had affected me or my relatives, I'd probably feel bad, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Or my race or whatever, you know.
I had some people write in some questions and stuff for you.
Sure, go for it.
And somebody wanted to know how you felt about the tone of last night's meeting.
The tone of it?
Yeah, of the city council meeting last night.
Sorry, let me just, I've got to shut this down.
It's okay, no worries.
There you go. The tone of it, I don't know. It was okay with me,
I mean, everybody seemed very impassioned to me and that sort of thing.
Oh, you mean the people that talk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or do you mean me? See, the problem is when you're talking to me, I'm thinking, are you talking about how I feel or how I feel? I've talked at the podium a lot as an activist here long before I got on council. And it's a real difficult thing to do. It's nervous. People are staring at you. You're in front of all these people. And on top, you're on TV and archives. So whatever you say, somebody can go right back to 10 years from now and say, God, I didn't know that person talked like that, you know. So it's a nervous position. And I think that people, when they're in a nervous position, tend to, you know, talk louder, act different. They're not in your living room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked normal to me. I didn't have a real issue with it.
Okay.
I mean, it looked like a normal bunch of people expressing themselves, and it wasn't. I didn't feel terrible about it.
It was. I think that's the most speakers I've ever seen. 67. That was pretty impressive.
Something like that. Actually, there weren't 67. I number them as they talk. So I was, if I had to look at my paper, I'd say under 50.
Oh, okay.
Because they handed out 67 papers, but everybody doesn't stick around. And if you're in agreement with the person ahead of you, all you have to do is walk up to the microphone and say, everything he said, bye, done. It could be over pretty quick, but you have to have a lot of practice public speaking doing that.
Oh, yeah.
To know that it counts. Because I count them. And I put a little note next to it, yes and no. Let's see where we are, just in case I might be surprised.
What message would you have for the people who ended up writing in the council, who felt affection for the statue and wanted to preserve it?
Well, I feel for you. I feel sorry for you. And, you know, in that regard, emotionally, I'm somebody has to get hurt in this deal, it looks like. And, you know, you have to put your affection on some other thing that's in Arcata besides that statue. You know, I didn't move here for that statue. I moved here to be in a small town with a college in Northern California, and this is the only one. And so whether there was or wasn't a statue isn't important to me, but if I was born here and I went to the plaza every day of my life, especially over the last 20 years and sat around and had lunch and stared at that statue and said, God, I love that, then I, you know, it probably hurts your feelings. But, you know, I can't help that.
Mm, yeah. Would the council be open to the statue, maybe if McKinleyville wanted it, giving it to them, or perhaps maybe, I know that somebody had suggested melting it down and making something else out of it. Would the council be open to those ideas?
All these options existed 12 years ago, and we'll bring them back again and say, okay, let's see, we did talk to McKinley Museum, and is that real that they really want it or not, you know?
Somebody mentioned that at the...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's new info. I mean, current info. We had talked to them before.
Mm-hmm. And did they want it at that time, or did they not want it at the time?
It seemed like before they weren't real interested in it. But I don't know. I can't remember exactly because it wasn't important. at the time. You know, part of this discussion is not what you do with it. The discussion is take it down or not, you know. So I try to stay with that. And so it's down. Now the next discussion is what do you do with the space and the statue? I mean, it can just sit there. It's not gonna rust, right?
Yeah, I think it would have rusted a long time ago.
You know, it's like say it was a boat. You just move it down to the boatyard and not worry about it. So I think one time in the past, honestly, when we talked about it in 2005, I thought, send it to McKinleyville. And today I feel so clear about not wanting McKinley to be part of anything I have anything to do with. I don't want to encourage somebody else close by in very clearly Native American heritage area to take that statue and put it up there. I actually think they should change their name.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you say that at the meeting last night?
Yeah.
Or somebody
I wanted to be
that.
Perfectly clear where I was about it and how I feel about it. And that is, I hope that clarified it for people.
Okay, so you mentioned that you don't know a timeline for when the statue will be taken down. When do you think you'll have one? Maybe at the next city council meeting, or?
You know, I don't know. I guess you'd have to talk to the city manager. She'd probably have the timeline the best.
Okay. All right.
You know, typically in government, things doesn't happen real fast. I like to, this is a great time for planning and deciding what you're going to do now that you have certainty it's coming down. When we talk about what we're going to do there, before you know it's going to go down, it's kind of like a wrong-ended conversation, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks so much for taking a little bit of time to talk to me, Paul.
Oh, great. Nice to talk to you, Bailey. Thank you.
All right. I'll catch you later.
Bye-bye.
And that's Paul Patino from the Arcata City Council meeting. He was the one who ended up making the motion to take the McKinley statue and remove it from the plaza, which it ended up passing last night at a vote of 4-1. I'm going to go ahead and take a short break, and then we'll get back into the music here in just a little bit. You're listening to KHEL.